I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A bitterly cold winter has descended on northwest Syria, putting refugees from the civil war at risk. With no money to buy warm clothes or a furnace, some resort to burning garbage. The UN Refugee Agency says the region needs $182 million in aid this year, but has only secured half that amount. Samuel is with Redemptive Stories.
Where we live, it's all cement construction, cinder block, and with very little insulation. And so whatever the temperature is outside is often what it is inside. And as you said, there's been flooding, there's regularly snow and other storms that are hitting up in the north part of Syria in particular.
Amid food shortages, people often have to buy their food on the black market for even more money. The Syrian churches continue providing food and warmth to Christians and non-Christians alike. Please pray their love will point many to Jesus. Speaking broadly, there's a deep divide between the indigenous people of North America and Christianity, but difficult is not impossible, and the Lord has a specific calling for Native believers. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
They're the most powerful messengers to go to their people. It has always been rare for a Native American to choose Christ. Then when they do, there is something very powerful unleashed.
At her website, Hutchcraft lists 5 reasons why Native young people are so influential when they come to Christ. On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, is a Native-led youth ministry.
For the past 30 years, we have watched the battle for their futures, for their lives, and the battle for their commitment to Christ. And it's been awesome to see the difference they can make.
Learn how to pray for and equip Native believers at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.